Blog Talk Radio
presents a closed radio show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we're running a little late tonight. We're having trouble with our platform. I apologize. It seems like we've been having that happen a lot lately. If it's either a connection issue or we knocked out, I'm happy, pissed off because I'm happy because we've got a great guest on tonight. We've got L.A. Love Boss on. And I cannot wait to have L.A. Love the Boss on, pardon me, tonight. And we are going to be playing her new song, Monkey. And I'm excited to introduce you to her. I don't believe I have to introduce you because she is very, very well known on Instagram. And in the music industry, she's just climbing up the charts. So I believe on the phone we have with us L.A. Love the Boss. L.A., is that you?
Hi, yes it is. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. I'm so excited to play the song for everybody. And I didn't know you were such a huge Instagram artist. I recently joined Instagram myself, so I don't have
really
many followers. I just use it to promote the show, so I really don't really do anything on it. But thank you again. You are beautiful. I love your music.
Thank
I listened to a few of the songs, and I hope you like the promo. And I'm excited to play Monkey for everybody.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. I'm excited to chat and talk and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, are you in Atlanta now or no?
No, I'm actually back home in Maryland. I was in Atlanta for like 3 or 4 weeks. I was working, doing a lot of radio promotional stuff at studio. Had a lot going on.
Yeah,
because
your stuff is really taking off in Atlanta, I hear.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, this is a stupid question, but I know Candy Burris is very big in the music industry out there in Atlanta. Did you happen to run into her at your release party or anything? Has she heard of you?
Yeah, Candy's very well known, but no, she did not come to my release, or I didn't see her, but I hear that she has a really, really poppin' restaurant that I want to visit soon and support, so.
Nice.
Yeah,
Nice. Right. Well, how long have you actually been performing? I mean, were you singing in church, or is this just something you decided to do when you got older? I mean, tell us a little bit about your background in wanting to be an entertainer.
Yeah, so I started writing poetry at the age of 9. Prior to writing my poetry, I was my mom owned her own nail and cosmetic line in Baltimore. I performed for her clients any chance I got. I would perform at the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When I was 9 years old, like I said, I started writing poetry. Then after that, I started converting poetry into songs around 12, 13 years old. I said, look, Mom, this is what I want to do. Shout out to Mom, she manages my career. We've done it from the ground up. And after that, it just everything took off. And then, of course, social media came into play. I became popping on social media when I was 19. And we're here today after, you know, everything just grinding and staying consistent and putting out good content and all of that good stuff.
Right. Well, I guess you answered my question. I guess you write all your own lyrics.
Yes. I write all my own stuff. Like I said, I think what developed my writing is definitely the poetry I started writing at 9 years old.
Mm. It's funny you say that because I started writing poems at 9 and at 12 they turned into songs too. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Same exact age as you.
Good.
Yep, same exact age as you.
Wow.
Same exact. It's crazy. I don't know. Let me ask you, who did you love listening
to?
Exactly. Who did you love listening to when you were growing up? Well, who was your inspirations when you were listening to music?
Yes, definitely Lauryn Hill's dope. I'm always, thought she was dope. Missy Elliott, amazing. Ludacris, Andre 3000. And, of course, my man Biggie. I'm from the East Coast, so, I got to represent that. And just anybody that really stepped out of the box, and just had an original sound along with their whole imagery and things like that. Because I love people that go against the grain, but also, super unapologetic. Because you got to be like that. You got to be a beast in this industry, in this game.
Yeah, well, you're lucky you came along at the right time because with the internet and social media, anybody could be doing this now, but you got to have the talent to stick to it, and hold on to it. And you're doing that. So speaking of the box, your song, The Box, did you happen to have to get permission to use Roddy Ricch's loops?
Yeah, well, it was a freestyle I dropped about a year and a half ago. So it was something fun for me, but actually my fans really, really loved it. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I didn't even know it was that song because I totally went against the melody. I did my own hook and I rapped on it. So, I didn't get, YouTube, when I put it up, of course, everything was cleared. Everything was good on that end and no problem.
Cool. Yeah, because other than the intro, it is all you. Using his intro, that's all you, the whole song, the remainder of the song.
Yes.
So now where do you get your ideas to write your songs? Like Monkey, where'd you get the idea to write that one? Tell us a little story behind that song.
So Monkey came about, I was recording a lot of my new music in LA with this whole pandemic going on. I started really working on my new body of work in the middle of last year, like October, November, leading up until now. And I was there. I already had recorded like 4 records prior that day before. And my producer, shout out to the Box Bangers, Diesel and 88 Fingers, presented this beat. And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. So I was at my hotel. And then I started freestyling the hook. The hook was done in like 5 minutes. And then the verses were done in like 20, and I had the whole song done from top to bottom about 20, 25 minutes. And I'm like, what the heck? I was already inspired by the beat. And then after the hook, Monkey in the Middle, I just really wanted to be, just have women empowerment and just stand, cause I'm all about that as well. And just, exude femininity. I'm a feminine woman, and the power of the P is very powerful. Definitely sitting on a gold mine, but you have to have a gold mine attached to the gold mine. And it's always a cat and mouse game,
Right. Did you say that people they bring the tracks to you and then you lay down the lyrics? Is that what you do?
Yes. I get tracks presented all the time. How I like to personally do my stuff, I sat there in the process with producers and gave them my lyrics and we made the beat together from scratch and all of that.
Yeah.
But what I prefer to have happen is the beat already presented. And if I love it, I'm going in. If I don't, next track. We don't waste too much time on one track because when you feel something, you feel it. You want an authentic feel all the time. And music is a feeling, and you want people to feel exactly what you're talking about or, to the capacity of which you want it at for your audience.
Right. Now, what was your need to feel that you had to create Boss Made Records? Did you feel like you had a better opportunity by doing that or just doing that because you wanted to keep control of everything to yourself?
Definitely control, and not even just that, really owning being a boss, building on my own self-success, and I am built on my own self-success. I'm really big on ownership. My mom and I actually partnered together, shout out to Momager, with my label, so we're partners on Boss Made Records, and we just really wanted to keep everything in-house. It's a family business, and I do believe in ownership. Ownership is very important. Anybody I do business with is definitely lucrative, but it's a partnership. I'm my own artist. I'm my own entity. I'm my own brand. You know, I'm known from the work that we've done, you know, together as a team from the ground up. So it was really important for me to have my own record label and have control of the things that I do and the things I put out.
Now, how much knowledge did you and Mom have in the industry to start the label? Not much, or you had to learn it all?
Well, we've learned it together, to be honest. Prior to Momager managing my career, she comes from a managerial background. So she ran her own businesses. My mother had four successful businesses, I mean, up until the time I was born till 10 years ago when she put everything into me. So she really took all her expertise as far as management, same formula, different products, as far as, you know, me being the product. And we just went full circle and, of course, learned things, gained knowledge. And it's all about also going through different obstacles, trials and tribulations. Resilience has been the biggest thing. Resilience has been the biggest thing for both of us. Even when you have a minor setback, you can always have a major comeback because of resilience and how you pick up the pieces and how you move forward. So it's always a learning experience in the industry. And you never stop learning. So.
And is anybody else in the family involved in either the business or the music side with you?
No. Actually, just Momager and I. Like I said, my family choir is not in the music industry. No one does music in my family. I'm the only artist, rap artist, singer in my family. And it was crazy because they always knew that I was going to be an entertainer, but it didn't originate from anybody in my family. So it was just something I was born with. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. And, oh God, I just lost my train of thought. I wanted to ask you, if you could do a duet or have someone work with you, collaborate, in the industry, who would that be?
Oh my God. A few people. Drake is dope.
Pick one. You're number one.
Look, right now it's just got to be Drake. Come on, it's got to be Drake. He's dope.
Oh, definitely.
He is so dope.
Definitely.
He's dope. I'm a Scorpio. He's a Scorpio. He's talented. He's
oh, me too, girl. We gotta go. Me too, girl. Me
you
too.
You are not a Scorpio.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Absolutely. October 27th.
Oh my God, November 20th. Hey.
Oh, okay.
I knew there was something about you.
Our season's coming up, girlfriend, so, you know.
It is. They got to get ready for our Scorpios.
That's right. Watch out. We're about to bust loose, and with L.A. Love the Boss, there's no way to go but up. So I would love to play this for everybody right now. So this is your new song that was released in May, I think, right?
Yes, this is Monkey. That was released in May. The video came out as well this summer. We're all over radio right now. I just got word we're number 78 on the Hot 100 radio chart.
Nice.
And
nice.
This is Monkey, produced by the Box Bangers.
Excellent. Well, everybody, this is Monkey by L.A. Love the Boss, and it is true hip-hop. Check it out. You're going to love it.
Yes.
The Box Bangers.
He wanna play monkey in the middle, but my monkey's in the middle. But my fisher is not little, yeah. Ooh, wanna lick me like some ice cream, baby. Bite me, please excite me. I'm no side piece, I am wifey, yeah. Ooh. Knock the monkey off the box, I'm an orthodox. And I'm feisty with the pussy, call a big. And I love a water sign, ain't afraid to swim. And it's slippery when wet, I'm a real gym. Some goody was goody, camel toe and it's cushy. Face between the tushy, facing me like a blunt. Boy, you know what you want. This monkey up a echelon, serve you like a runaround. Monkey do, playing monkey game. If you got a lot of hang, then you win the game.
Nice. Wow. Wow. You know what? I can see a dance being made up to that, the TikTok.
Yes, we got choreography. We got the challenge being released very, very soon. So shout out to my dancers.
Cool.
We have a choreography already done and the challenge being released soon. So TikTok, it is.
Very good. Very nice. Nice. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But I like how I do it. I love pressure. I like pressure a lot. And groupies and haters I liked a lot. I love them all.
God.
I love them all.
You went all the way back. Look, I was 17 with groupies and haters.
Really? Because it's great.
Yes,
wow.
I was 17. Oh, my goodness. Look, you went back in the arsenal.
No, well, I had to hear some music, you know. I had to hear what you were doing, and I love it. I love it. And pressure and groupies and haters, I liked a lot. And how I do it, I liked a lot, too. I think I used how I do it for your promo, actually, when I put that together.
You did. Thank you.
Yeah, so I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Now, do you have EPs, a full-length CDs, or how are we doing this? Singles, or what's up?
Yeah, so right now we're doing singles. My new body of work will be out probably top of the year. We have a lot of music. Really, honestly, we're narrowing down exactly what we want on the body of work. I'm thinking roughly seven to nine songs. Anything after like nine is an album. So I'm definitely thinking seven, but we have so many banging songs, and not even that they're just banging records. They're just a lot of records with substance. We have like I'm rapping on, of course, a lot of the records, but I also have singing records as well, melody, very melodic records. I just have a lot of very diverse records, so we're just narrowing down right now so we know exactly the direction that we want to go in for the project.
Yeah, well, Monkey is full of, it's just dripping with sex, I think. It's got, this just sounds like it's dripping of sex to me, you know?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good analogy. I don't know if that's a good analogy, dripping of sex, but that's what I'm feeling when I hear it.
Look, I'm a Scorpio, so we like that. I always got to do that.
Exactly. Now, what else I want to ask you? Are you working on, other than putting all the songs together, like as a compilation project, are you working on any new music?
Yes, I have new music. I was just in Atlanta. I recorded like eight records. I recorded eight songs in less than 2 days. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yes, I'm always recording. I'm always working. I have about 30 something songs just ready to go. But again, we're just narrowing down exactly what we want to put out for everybody and just give everybody finally a body of work. Because, in this pandemic was a real opportunity and a real prevalent time for me to really sit down and I say reset. Step out of my comfort zone, step out of the box, and really do the music that resonated with me and do the music I really want my audience to know me from and by. So I really went into a full reset mode, got in with my producers, and we went and we got busy.
Good girl. Now, the girls on the cover of the album, are they in your act as well, or are they just for the photo? Do they do background vocals or anything, or...?
Oh, no. I do all my own background vocals.
Me too, actually. It must be a Scorpio thing. I don't freaking know.
Ad-libs, write the shit.
It's crazy, right? Oh, my God. No, because I saw it with three of you on the cover of Monkey, so I thought maybe they were in part of the group.
They're my dancers. They're definitely my dancers.
Cool. Nice. Well, where can everybody check you out? Are you going to be performing live soon somewhere? Or?
Yeah. Well, look, with all this going on, COVID's still running wild, but we do have tour dates coming very soon. Just keep up with me on my backup page on Instagram. It's at LA Love the Boss. That's IMLALOVETHEBOSS. That's my backup page until my main page comes back. And then you can follow me on Twitter at underscore at LA Love the Boss. Snapchat, Get You a Natural. It's spelled exactly how I said it. And make sure you stream Monkey on YouTube. Watch the video on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. You can stream it there. And stay stay tuned for all updates and everything I got new going on all my social media platforms.
Absolutely. And there are many songs, not just Monkey. As I mentioned before, there's How I Do It, Pressure.
It's many. You can just check out everything on my Spotify as well.
Right. Everything's there. And that's what I was saying. There's How I Do It, Pressure, So High, Groupies and Haters. I Got That. Yeah, yeah. The Box is great, too. And, of course, Monkey Now and many others. I mean, I'm just mentioning a few. So, well, girl, I'm going to tell you, the last few folks we've had on, I don't need to say good luck. You got it going on. You're all about it, man. You're up there. You got it. So all the best.
Thank you so much. Keep pumping away.
I really love it, and I can't wait to hear more of it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate the support and love. I really do. Like I said, we're just keeping it moving even through this pandemic, staying consistent and, you know, content, and we're on radio now, so it done changed up the game a little bit.
Right. Well, but all the best to you. What a pleasure meeting you and getting to speak with you. I thank you so much for coming by tonight, and feel free to come on back if you got some more stuff you want to share with our listeners. I'd love to do that.
Definitely. Thank you, and stay blessed, and don't be a stranger. Definitely.
You too. And if I don't talk to you, happy birthday.
Thank you, and happy birthday to you, Scorpio.
That's true. Scorpios kick ass. That's right, girl. You got
that's
that.
100%.
Everybody.
Yes, we're fine.
Everybody. L.A., love the boss. Go check her out. Yeah, you're going to love her stuff. And you just heard Monkey, and the rest of it is even better. So everything's good. I can't even say there's one bad one. They're all good, every single one of them. So thank you again, and take care. And yet, like you said, keep in touch.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. L.A., love the boss. Thank you so much. Go check out Monkey. Thank you, L.A. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. See ya. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, she's got some great stuff. You got to check it out, especially if you love hip-hop. I mean, I love everything, so I listen to everything. So, and that's why I went and checked out some other music, too. And I really did enjoy Groupies and Haters, How I Do It, and Pressure, and The Box. I enjoyed that one, too. And of course, Monkey, the new one. So, she does it all on her own, kids. So there you go. Anybody can do it, especially in this day and age with the way social media is. I really wish this was around when I started out. My goodness. I can't even tell you. But what I would have done, I would have been all over the place. But I'm an old lady now, and that's the way it is. So, and last night, I have to apologize. We had a very, very bad connection with our guest last night, Arthur Lee, the creator. I'm looking for the calendar, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find that. With Arthur Lee, the creator and inventor of the where's my calendar? Why can't I find the calendar, guys? Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. Arthur Lee, last night, he's the creator of Life Pack. It was Life Pack. And what it is, it's a manual apparatus to use for choking. And we had a very, very bad connection on Arthur's side. And I tried to get across as much as I could about it. Unfortunately, we couldn't hear much of what Arthur was saying. And so we had a great show last night when we could hear each other, and then we wound up getting disconnected. So I don't know what's going on. I reached out to the platform. This is not the first time this has happened. It's happening many times, and I'm starting to lose it because I'm not happy in the middle of an interview. I'm speaking to somebody, and we get cut off. I mean, that's just not cool. I mean, you know, this is a service that I pay for. So anyway. So L.A. Love the Boss, fabulous, her new song, Monkey, go check it out on Spotify, it's everywhere. Did she say she had a website? No, I didn't see that, but she is on Instagram. She's got 3.6 million followers on Instagram at L.A. Love the Boss, and She's on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, YouTube. She's got a lot of videos out on YouTube, and that's where I saw the other music. So excellent, excellent, excellent. So what do we got coming up? Oh, on Sunday, the 19th, we have, I'm busy the 18th. I have a procedure, so we're not doing anything on the 18th. So on the 19th, we've got pop singer Mercy coming up. That's going to be great, new music. And we rescheduled Janisha Adams-Ginyard for the 21st at 8 p.m. And she is a stunt woman actress from Marvel, and she was in the Black Panther, so pretty cool. So we finally getting her back. We had to reschedule on the 1st due to the hurricane. Talk about losing power and not having a good connection. And then on the 22nd, we've got Lady Lyric, Michelle Deck, and she is a chamber steam pop artist. And I've never heard of it before until now, and I'm going to share that with you, so you guys are going to enjoy that. And then on the 26th, we've got Erin McDermott. She's an author, and she is going to be talking to us about all of her books, which she has a large array of. I was quite impressed with the number of books she's put out already, and she's a very young girl. And we'll be giving away autographed copy, I believe, of Hades Deception, which is, I think, from the series that she has written. She's her books are a series at this point. I'm sure she has others as well, but I think the Hades is from a series. So, and October is already shaping up. I can't wait. We're going to kick ass in October for you guys. And we may have a surprise show in September, either this week or next week. We'll let you know about that. Very good friend of mine is going to be on, and I'll leave it at that, in the entertainment industry. And I love her. You love her. She's a sweetheart, and so happy for her. And we're going to have her on soon to talk about a few things. So I'm going to leave it at that. I can't say much more, but I thank you all very much for joining me tonight. And thank you, of course, to LA Love the Boss. All the best to you. You really got it going on, girlfriend. You're really kicking ass with the stuff you're doing. And Mom's doing a great job, too. It's all in the family, and it's great. Anyway, let's, what's today? Wednesday. All right. I'm gonna close out with weekend since we got the weekend. All right. So have a great rest of the week. We'll see you guys on the 19th with pop singer Mercy. Have a good weekend, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.